This day 1698 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi. Today we're doing Chodesh and Mishpat, Siman Reish Samech Dalet, Sif Yud Zayin, to Reish Samech Hey, Sif Beis. Yud Zayin. B'zeh Shana Rambam V'atur for Shulchan Aruch. Ha'ya Zeh Baba Kachel Zbash. One person was coming with his jug of honey. Zeh Baba Kachel Kani Mreikim. This person was coming with empty jugs. I mean, he's not kind of washing the jug of money cracked. Funny back on Kanim, and the owner of the empty jug said, "Any matzil the chod vashin back on Kani, not saving your honey and my jugs. Actually, ten chetzi or shlish, unless it can be half or a third of your honey. Okach v'kach nirm such and such amount of money. The kibel about the vash, owner of honey accepted. But Amalei Hain and said yes. Raised the slachibo. He was just laughing at him. So I'm not sure the right translation in this case, but." He was not serious. He only gives him amount of money which is appropriate. She loves to do because he's not calling him a loss. This is simple extortion. He fled from the prison of some bandits, and there was a ferry boat in front of him. He said to the ferryman, "Have you rainy? Take me across the river. I'll give you a dinner." And he took him across, and the dinner was an astronomical amount of money for this purpose. He only gets the appropriate payment. He was a hunter, if the ferryman was a hunter, and he said to the ferryman, "Stop pursuing your nets and take me across." Then you give everything which you stipulated. Anything similar, I can't show you. Even if the person who initiated the negotiation was not the person who was going to do the saving, but the person who had to be saved said, "I'll give you such and so and so much." That's going to be appropriate fee, appropriate compensation. Who needs to have a chalitza? Unless she promises a lot of money, and she promised him, and he did chalitza, and no sense, no clue. She doesn't give him anything. What she goes on, Evan has a Simmons, Kuf Samachtes. Yurches, Kosar Abena Beisez, Beisez writes a man, maybe he didn't give him the money. Abu Nosan Lo. We gave him the money. He can't get the money back. But if the person saved, give the money to a third party. Except the third party, when he saves, he give it to him. And the guy did save. So the third party has to give it to the person who did the saving. I've been low, but he didn't say that to the third party. But rather, the person doing the saving not want to save until such and so much money is given to a third party. Vasa came and he did this. But the person who was being saved did not say anything. When he gives the money to the third party, he only gave according to his efforts. The third party only releases the sums, which are the appropriate compensation. You test, some say, that which he only gets the appropriate compensation. Which people don't normally give a lot of money. But something where people do normally give a lot of money, such as when they need somebody to deal with the demons, which are require esoteric rituals, or for that matter, for normal medical procedures. You have to give them no matter whatever you stipulate. Specifically talking about the payment for telling you what medicine to pursue. This is from the wisdom of the doctor. I don't sell my wisdom for less. But if the doctor demanded higher payment than is appropriate for this medicine, and this person who was suffering had an account of his compelled dire circumstances, the compelling circumstances, had to make him promise, lo, you should not give more afterwards than is appropriate. He promised a shadchan or a broker more than the appropriate compensation. Because Rabbi and her mother writes, he only gets what's appropriate. Even though he stipulated to give him a lot of money. Those argue. ימשיך שלמה. יש אינסם זה מקום שיש שלחונס לעשות את קצבו אין לו אלא מכה כתוב. הוא זה where שלחונס and brokerage have a specific set fee, that's all he gets. מקום שאין קצבו, but there's no set fee, no sense of magic to give every promise. It's a shock. כל מקום שאין צורך לתן לו מה שהבטיחו, any place you don't have to give whatever you promised, אף אם נוס לו משכון, על זה, even if you gave collateral for this exorbitant sum, אין הכלום, it's nothing. The money ain't come, משכון ain't gone. There's no money, no collateral. לכן נוס לשטר חוב, it's true, also he gave a document. This says in brackets, אחרונים. אני אקיב בקניין, but if he was מקבל בקניין, oh, if he did the בקניין with transaction like with the Khalifin. So the kind of Shadchonis that starts called Varshus, and you have to fulfill whatever you were made a kinyan upon, whether it's Shadchonis, other brokerage, or any optional activity. Ava b'mitzvah, but by a mitzvah come by Shabbos Aveda, such as came back a little subject, but tells Gufo Mamona it's saving his body or his money. And so kind of feel a kinyan, you don't have to do it even if you made a kinyan. Yes, the other guy is supposed to do a mitzvah on your behalf. That's in the Sivas. In Moshe Kavar Nasan Lo, a Moshe Masvah Shish, the only exceptions are where you already gave the money or you gave it to a third party. And with an uncommon transaction where there was a broken, promised a lot, so you have to fulfill your promise. If it's an uncommon transaction, there are no set sums. Commissions. It should be everything, even prevalent things. If you gave took an oath or gave a handshake, to fulfill that which you promised as brokerage, so you have to fulfill it. That's success. This is to a poor person. Tell the kind of for him, until no matter what, apoloshu with kioskaf, even without a shavua or a handshake, even without oath handshake, the nasa kineder is a promise to a poor person, but it automatically becomes like a vow. It's also in the taste. Chavav, Ruven yiftech l'shimon l'shtar ba'ado beza esek b'chinom. Ruven promised Shimon to make efforts on his behalf in some commercial activity for free. Kimash nigmar adover, and the matter was almost completely finished. The chazabo Ruven l'tzuchar, now Ruven reneges and wants compensation. Shimon tells that Shimon had expenses. Uchrach l'sei slow tzuchar kozei shigmar esek, and he was compelled to pay this compensation for the deal to go through. And then afterwards, somehow, Shimon got money from Reuven. He wants to impede that money in his hands. But Omri says, Reuven took that money inappropriately. But Anu saw, you see, and I, Shimon, was compelled to go acquiesce. I didn't Reuven. The halacha is with Reuven, who feels he was cheated. It's not comparable to hiring workers where workers reneged, and you need to rehire them, or you can hire against their wages or trick them into coming back to work for you. There you hire them for compensation, but they were required to do the work. But this person, oh, I made a mistake. No. I need to go back a line. Hadinim Reuven. Halacha is like Reuven. Reuven, even though he extorted this additional this brokerage, he gets to keep it. Shimon has to get back whatever money he's holding of Reuven's. It's not like that case, where you can trick the Paulim into either keeping their money or deducting against their wages, whatever. The Hasam Sacha Sam Mishai, there you hire them for compensation. They had to do the work. I was there, but Reuven was doing it for free. He was not required to follow through. Through him, Shimon spent money on the deal. Shimon should have realized. Maybe Reuven's going to ask for compensation. You shouldn't have spent money. We have the Anansari, the Anusuatu, Mashiach. So, you know, it's clear to us We testify that he was compelled to give whatever he gave to Reuven. Logar mi moicha shav shonus is no different than a seller in a regular case who's compelled to sell of a mashin nasan lo in what he, that which he gives him. Shav shonus ain lo tainus. Sorry, shav shonus ain lo tainus einus. He has no complaint. We can't claim that. So I'm assuming reishe. A time they shekilo toiva, and the reason is because he received the benefit. The seller got the money. A kanak of sell here too. Shimon got a benefit. Furthermore, he wasn't really compelled. Ruin didn't compel to give him money. Ruin said, "I'm not going to get. I'm finished. It went as far as I'm going to go." Shimon said, "Litin lo mashu bikesh," and Shimon that was felt compelled on this account to give him whatever he asked. Have a good sin of shame. It's his own self-compelling. Love onus, he wasn't compelled by Reuven. Because of Dafka Shulin, Lord Ratzalik Mora, he says, only where Reuven now want to complete the transaction. Nezu Tzachliti, that's a Shimon at the pain. I'm Mora, Nitzel Shimon, Ola Dachosu Shuvain, but, I'm sorry, Lord Nitzel Shimon, Ola Dachosu Shuvain, and Shimon no longer needed Reuven's efforts. But he said, anywhere about so Shimon, and Shimon couldn't complete the transaction on his own. El Shimon Ratzal Kalkelo, he said. We wanted to ruin the deal. You know, he didn't know Shimon Moses, Shimon not give him money. Except Shita Shadinim Shimon. In that case, the laws on the side of Shimon. Chai Barzilo, Mash, another man, he has to give back whatever he took. Zel Gezel Gomer, that's absolute theft. And it says here nearly in the brackets. Chaim Hushu, Himo, Vishkar, Kach, Vakach. Same thing, they agree on a certain amount of compensation. In the middle of the deal, Lord Reuven Lasok Od, named Loyal Siflo, Reuven said, I'm not going further unless you add on to my compensation. Then, you know, Kapol, that's like the worker who reneged the middle job. Shesokhla Mateo, that you can hire other workers on his account or trick him to going back to work. Chabez, Maisa Reuven Shetava Shimon, Tenli, Asor Zun Shiftachtani, Babu Shabelach Lasar. Story happened with Reuven, who demanded Shimon to give him $10, which he was promised because he spoke to the official on his behalf. Shimon said, "I messed with Dr. Yochanan. Sure, I promised you." Hamas a year, she arranged to calculate Asik, but it was because of a kind of fear. I was afraid that you're going to ruin my deal. I was compelled to promise you. But kingdom, there was no kingdom. Plus, the post can say he has to give it to him. It's like a worker where it doesn't require a Kenyan to once you hire him. My strange mark was the Yerushalayim, okay, now which Shimon says he did it only on account of fear. That's his personal perspective in his heart. The environment, evidence in the heart is not, unless stipulated, it's not considered to be meaningful. Came Shlomo Shimon Adam, Shemachos Yerushalayim, he didn't say it's witnesses that that's his, what he's doing. So goes Mordechai. Yerushalayim Shimon came and ate him. In fact, Shimon sent from witnesses. Shimon also mukhal the deal on account of his fear. He was compelled to promise him this compensation. Potem Hashem was stuck exempt from paying him. In lo shos lo Reuven is a toiva bain unless that Reuven did him some benefit in the matter. That's the shayin kafir royal shayin bad toiva kazu for Yishuma sabakim. Then he has to pay. Then Shimon has to pay according to whatever benefit was accomplished according to the estimate of those who are conversant in these matters. Reish samachay ain li tol schar lo shavas abedo. Should not take compensation on giving back a lost object. Give back for free. If he doesn't have any work to be doing. He's not required to desist from his own personal work. Unless he became give back the lost object for free. When suddenly he's going to come in like we wrote in previous cement. However, he was involved in his work. He tells Melachto, he stopped doing his work. The owner of the lost object have to give him compensation according to the amount of work which and the actual wages which he lost. They pay him according to the rate of an idle worker of that type of work from which he has been, which he had to stop doing in order to give the lost object back. Pilat Volim means to say, let's say his work was such that at the time he was involved in giving back the lost object, he could have made a dinner. and he desisted from his work to get back the lost item, which was worth much more. Kokom answered Hashem, a dinner shaves. Nevertheless, the owner of the lost object does not give him the dinner he lost. And this is choro, he gives him compensation. The compensation he would take for that time in which, had he been working, he would get a dinner. If he doesn't have to work, b'amlocha in his to toil in his work, b'shemesh betel and just sit idle. If he may not take a chatzi dinner, if he would take a chatzi dinner in order to not do, rather than do work to sit idle, and let's chatzi dinner, he gets to have dinner. The mashal is somebody ain't b'amavi gik b'mlocha, because getting back the last object does not have the same type of toil and effort like malacha. But he said, "Ain't about a shava clout elafi bitla malacha." Kodesh never take more for restoring this object than that you would you than the amount of work which you when you get it from. What about the efforts you made in getting back those objects? We don't consider compensation for this. The Torah compelled you to do this this activity and give back those objects. You'd base. Some say this means that we do think that the amount of effort you had to put into giving back the lost object. Push the kapal bata. So what do you mean kapal bata? Who like an idle worker? Who kamaya rotsa batel machto l'sukah b'shavasa? It's how much he would be willing to take to desist from his own work and be involved in giving back the lost object. So let's say they were involved in work for which they would pay him for dinner. Female bata l'gamia b'afchis shoshka galakim. Rebach, and if he was completely idle, to remain idle completely, and afterward he would lop off the top three parts of the profit, not to rock dinner and be happy with the dinner. And if they would tell him, well, we're not going to let you off the completely, you have to do a light work, such as give back a lost object. And until she did dinner, would say, okay, I'll do it for two dinner. So they don't say to him, so to give him two dinner. It's not a compensation for getting back the lost object. To either have the country, he's losing. He lost two dinar. Nevertheless, we estimate what the fact that he was not toiling his own work. And if the toil of giving back the lost object is more than he would have made in his work, and so the day of the rock, you know, give him whatever he lost from his work, the lower amount. The day of the rock, he's not going to soon make money on account of giving back the lost object. But the mutter of the rock, which you're allowed to take compensation for giving back the lost object, it's when the owner's not there and you gave restored the object on your own initiative. But if the owner's there, he didn't stipulate with him. You caused yourself a loss. But you only get like a worker who's completely idle, like the first interpretation. Lo ma shayanot l'shava as well, and not whatever he would want to take in order to go to the effort of giving back the lost object. This is also true. Minadin lo yalolito klal. Really, according to the letter of law, you shouldn't get anything. Came with lohina because then make a stipulation with the owner who was there. And the Abdina dies by Aveda, but we assess, then we assume that the intent of the owner of lost object was is willing to give him, certainly willing to give him the amount that he would take to be idle. Therefore, in this previous simon, when we talk about saving a friend's donkey, Aminan, we say to Shabbat Misham, when the owner is there, you take the compensation for the effort invested in the saving. We don't take into account the loss of the donkey at all. There we suggest that this is certainly more agreeable to the owner. It's a lot loss than what he would lose than the value of the loss of his donkey. That's from the Sma, and that's it for today.